exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just wed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Weezy. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Wayne Feeds Podcast. Glad you're joining me today. It is an exciting day for me as I launch this first episode, episode number one, and I believe that God's going to use it to minister to a lot of people. Good to see many of you on my Facebook Live. We're going to be on iTunes and also on YouTube. So glad that you're watching, listening tonight. I have a little delay. I'm going to put these headphones around my neck for a little while so it doesn't distract me. But once again, my name is Dr. Wayne Hansen. I'm the pastor of Summit Church in Castle Rock. I'm a chaplain, an author, a father of four. And I just love ministering to people and helping people. And so without any further ado, we're going to try our next segment here. But before we do, I want to talk about our first two sponsors. Today's episode, first episode ever of the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast, is sponsored by the Epic Escape Game of Greenwood Village, Colorado. They're doing a special Mother's Day promotion this week. Mom plays for free. So Mother's Day, get mom what she really wants, an hour locked in a room with you. For all of the month of May at Epic Escape Game in Greenwood Village, mom plays for free with a group of four more. Visit the epicescapegame.com/greenwood-village/ for more details and restrictions. And we're excited to have our first ever sponsor here, the Epic Escape Game of Greenwood Village. And then later you're going to hear about one of my favorite also local businesses called Papaw's Barbecue of Castle Rock, Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock, and it's going to be great. And if you're looking for some good barbecue, hit up my buddy Monty and Leslie, and we're going to get into our segments tonight, everybody. All right, today in the news, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's some crazy things happening in Hawaii. There's eruption happening on the Big Island. Lava leaves fiery trail of destruction in Hawaii in the USA Today today. And we have several friends in Kona, and we've been to Hawaii a few times, and it's not far actually from, if you've ever had the macadamia nuts, the Mauna Loa plant where they can those macadamia nuts. They cover them in chocolate. They go all over the world. I want you to see what this is. More quakes erupt likely as volcano rages. In Pahoa, Hawaii, the massive lava flow oozes like fiery molasses, gobbling up everything in its path. Homes, power poles, roads, and trees. The boiling vents roar like ocean waves, throwing lava hundreds of feet into the air and igniting nearby vegetation. Flames creep across what were once lush green yards, leaving a smoldering trail of destruction. Trees and utility poles crash to the ground dozens of feet from where the crackling flow is surfaced. There was a scene dramatic and dangerous as a menacing new lava flow from the Kilauea volcano was on a collision course with homes in the Lailani neighborhood of Hawaii's Big Island. Nine homes were destroyed and leveled. And continuing here on page two, by the sulfur dioxide, which can cause respiratory distress and the irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat, where elevated Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim tweeted Sunday, about 1,700 people and hundreds of animals evacuated the Lailani Estates near Hilo on Thursday, but some refused to leave. How can I walk away from this? Greg Chun said. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Two new fissures appeared over the night, bringing the total of 9 that opened in the neighborhood since Thursday. Fire officials conducted another safety sweep of homes Sunday and watched helplessly as the lava engulfed a green single-story house. Greg Weber, another resident who refused to evacuate, said he watched 8 of his neighbors' homes burn. He says, I won't leave until it's within an inch from my house. I've been through this a million times. Hundreds of small earthquakes rumbled through the area after Friday's magnitude 6.9 tremor hit, the largest earthquake to jolt Hawaii in more than 40 years. Magma moved through Kilauea and set off the earthquakes, and geologists warned of aftershocks. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the event is far from over. More earthquakes and eruptions could cover the area with plumes of ash. The agency said it measured a jarring 477 earthquakes on the island over the past 24 hours, though many were small and probably not felt by residents. Kilauea is one of 5 volcanoes on the island, an attraction for the 8.9 million visitors the state sees annually. One of the world's most active volcanoes, it's been erupting since 1983. Now that's amazing, right? And we have friends in Hawaii, Christy, Keone, we're praying for you, and we want you to know that we believe that God's looking out for your state, and that He's going to use all of this for His glory. So I think when we hear about these earthquakes and volcanoes and natural disasters, we have to remember that this stuff is supposed to happen more frequently the later in time we get. Jesus said, "You'll hear of earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars." Things are not going to get better. They're actually going to get a little bit worse. They're going to get a lot worse before they get better. And so, I'm losing my feed over here on this other side. Give me patience there, everybody. I'm back. Okay. So, as we think about what Jesus promised us about the end times, we know that things are going to get worse, but He also said, "Behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." He said that I will never leave you or forsake you. He said that the Word of God says that no weapon formed against you will prosper. So we have those things as a promise today. So that brings me to my daily moment of inspiration, and I hope you're inspired. All right, my daily moment of inspiration comes from the Maxwell Leadership Bible. It's one of my favorite Bibles that I have in the house, and I hope that you have a favorite Bible. I hope that you read the Bible every day. I hope you worship God every day. I hope you go to church at least the first day of the week every week. And what I wanted to study tonight and talk about tonight was Daniel, the prophet of the Lord, who was in exile in the city and nation of Babylon. And Daniel was a natural leader. Daniel was the kind of person that people wanted to follow. And even pagan people followed Daniel. Even people who didn't even believe in God wanted to listen to what Daniel had to say. Daniel had natural influence. He had influence with the king of Babylon. He had influence with pagans. He had influence with the Jewish people, obviously. He still has influence with us today as Christians. Daniel is incredible. And so Here's what it says in the Maxwell Leadership Bible regarding Daniel chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, the law of influence. When Daniel spoke, people listened. Of course, remember that old E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, when Daniel spoke, people listened. And Daniel chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 says this: "Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, 'Are you that Daniel who is one of the captives from Judah, whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard of you, that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you.'" Now, could that be said of you? Would people say that about you, that you're a person of excellence, that you're a person of wisdom, that God's light can be found in you? I hope so. And if not, you need to pray that God will shine through you more. Maybe that you'll live a wiser life and that God will begin to move in your life. But I want to talk about what John Maxwell has written for this passage in this tonight. He says, "Despite the fact that Daniel was a refugee in a foreign land, he had influence. At times he had no position or title, but when Daniel spoke, everyone listened. Why? People listen to Daniel for the following reasons. Number one, relationships. People listen to us because of who we know. Daniel had a reputation for knowing the God of Israel. Number two, sacrifice. People listen to us because of what we have suffered. Daniel gave up the right to eat from the king's food. Number three, character. People listen to us because of our integrity. Daniel remained blameless and trustworthy even when he had to rebuke the kings. Number four, relevance. People listen to us because we identify with their needs. Daniel lived with the Babylonians and identified with their struggles and lifestyle. Number five, insight. People listen to us because of what we know. Daniel could interpret dreams and visions that confused everyone else. Number six, vulnerability. People listen to us because we are genuinely transparent. Daniel's life was an open book. Number seven, experience. People listen to us because we've succeeded in the past. Daniel's credibility came from years of living well. Number eight, people listen to us when we incarnate meekness. Daniel served and submitted to authorities. Unless they broke a higher law, he always submitted. Number nine, people listen to us because is competence. People listen to us because of our abilities and expertise. Daniel did many things better than anyone else. And then number 10, courage. People listen to us because we demonstrate conviction. Daniel was no one's puppet, and he showed that he would die for his convictions. One more time, I'll give you the review. If you're writing down these laws of influence, the 10 reasons why people listen to Daniel, 10 reasons why people might want to listen to you. If you want to be the leader that God wants you to be, here's something to remember. Number one, relationships. Number two, sacrifice. Number three, character. Number four, relevance. Number five, insight. Number six, vulnerability. Number seven, experience. Number eight, humility. Number nine, competence. And number 10, courage. I hope you found that inspiring and motivational. And that brings me to our next section of the podcast. We want to promote tonight Papaw's Texas Barbecue. One of my favorite barbecues in the state is an amazing guy named Monty Williams. And I've got a little write-up here. You see him there on the screen. If you're in the Castle Rock area, I'm telling you, you need to call Monty. If you have maybe your Mother's Day party this Sunday, or maybe a graduation party coming up this month, no matter what you got going on, I encourage you to give Monty and Leslie a call at Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock. Papaw's Texas Barbecue offers handcrafted, authentic, southern, slow-cooked mesquite barbecue and delicious sides delivered or catered to the entire Denver Front Range area, from Boulder to Colorado Springs. Give us a call or jump on the webpage for an unforgettable southern hospitality experience. Papaw'sTexasBarbecue.com or call 720-380-1276. 1276. That's papawstexasbarbecue.com or call 720-380-1276 and ask for Monty or Leslie Williams, and they will treat you right. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. We used Papaw's Texas Barbecue for a men's conference last year, and it was incredible. Their sliced brisket and roast beef, and I mean, he had all the trimmings and all the fixings. It was a ultimate barbecue experience, so make sure and avail yourself of that. All right, next section. All right, everybody. I always want to do, as the first episode, every day I'm going to try to do a song of the day, music and a song of the day. And today, as I was thinking about, man, what do I want to do? I could do an old gospel song. I could do an old rock and roll song. I could do a cover. I could do an original. But I think what I want to do is maybe help build memories for folks who maybe have lost the memory of a good song that they used to listen to, or something that resonates with your emotions. And this is a song that I used to sing a lot when I was a youth pastor. And I love it. It's an old Hillsong United song called Every Day. And sing along if you know it, if you can sing it. Everybody, that's the song of the day. All right, man, this is exciting. First episode, we're getting through it, everybody. Time for our next segment. All right, so let's talk, everyone. As we talk about what's going on in the world today, we talked about leadership tonight. We shared some of the headlines about what's happening. We sang a worship song, a praise song. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, by the way. We give you some thumbs up on Facebook Live. Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. And make sure and tell a friend about it on iTunes. And we hope to grow this podcast organically. I'm grateful for our sponsors. As I've said over and over again, counting up to this podcast in the days days leading up to it. I am advertising for free on this podcast each day, Monday through Friday. You can promote your business, your ministry, a product or service for free throughout the month of May, Monday through Friday. And I'd love to get your involvement with it. And then after this month, we'll see what it's worth to you. If you're getting some clicks, if you're getting some involvement. Once again, tonight's sponsors are Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock and the Epic Escape Game of Greenwood Village. And they are doing a special Mother's Day promotion at the Epic Escape Game. And once again, I want to just promote it for you tonight. Make sure and go online. If you go and use the promo code MOM4FREE57, MOM4FREE57, Mom will get in for free. And you'll get a great deal for a group of four at the Epic Escape Game. I'll tell you, it's like a murder mystery theater kind of deal, like a James Bond puzzle kind of game. You can't escape until you solve the puzzle. Some of you have done those clue rooms and escape games before, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. So make your plans to get the Greenwood Village to the Epic Escape Game, and it'll be awesome. I hope you've been inspired tonight by some of the things you've heard and some of the things you've learned. And man, we appreciate you. If you need anything from me, let me just tell you, you can contact me here on the podcast, on the website. If you email me, PastorWayneH@mac.com, or call 303-524-4000. Let me know if you want to be a sponsor here throughout the month of May, if you want to support the podcast, if you want to be a part of what we're doing, if you want to be interviewed here on the podcast. One of these segments of the show is a time to talk, do interviews, bring commentary, social commentary. And I look forward to connecting with lots of folks. And you don't have to be a Christian to listen to the podcast. You don't have to be a believer. You don't have to be a member of the church. This podcast is for everybody. And so I'm just trying to bring a little daily motivational, daily inspiration every single day through the Wayne Feeds Daily. So God bless you guys. Thanks for watching tonight. Have a great evening, and we'll connect again real soon. Take care.